fight. Chew, chew, chew. Fight what you chew with the Data Doctors on News Radio 620 KTAR.
And welcome back to the Computer Corner, where we're going to get away from these computer problems.
Leave them behind. Run fast.
By the way, we weren't also, when we were talking about the people we weren't talking to.
Right.
We weren't talking to the guy just getting back from the mountain biking trip that's in the car right now listening to us about to go get some lunch. Not that guy either.
Speaking of a guy on a mountain biking trip, my little brother shattered his collarbone.
What?
Yeah, he was playing Evel Knievel in his backyard.
Brilliant.
Biking off of a 4-foot cliff and, yeah.
Not good.
Not good. I don't know why I tell you that, but
I don't either. Let's go to the phones here, shall we?
Shall we go to the phones? How about Garner?
Garner, do you know how many partitions you have on your hard drive?
Well, I got 3 hard drives, and one of them has 2, and the rest of them only have 1.
You got all kinds of goodies going there, huh?
Yeah.
So, what's ailing you?
Pop-ups.
Pop-ups.
Pop-ups. Nope.
Spies and pop-ups and garbage.
Can't imagine. There's not that much of that out there, is there?
What?
Yeah.
I can't believe you said what I heard.
We're having a battle right now trying to decide which is the number one problem on the internet. Is it spam or is it pop-ups? Because spam was an easy hands-down winner for a really long time, but pop-ups lately are getting really, really, really bad.
You know, I don't think it's pop-ups. I think pop-ups are endemic of the real problem, which is spyware.
Right.
Spyware
and hijacking which basically once they get into your system, they're able to generate pop-ups, which is just one of the symptoms of you're infected.
Well,
is that what you're having?
That's what I'm having. They'll get in there and they'll lock up my main user on the home page, and I can't change it back to what I want it to be. So it all turns gray when I go into the tool thing, you know?
Oh, yeah, they got you completely locked out, huh?
Yeah.
There are so many areas where these things can get in. It is bad.
Garner, I'll tell you how bad it is. We have, 14 stores here in the Phoenix area. So we've got lots of techs working on lots of machines, and everybody's got, you know, different people coming in. And it's getting so bad, we're having kind of an emergency technology summit between all of the data doctors in Phoenix so that we can have a unified kind of assault on this. I mean, because the hijack situation has become very bad in the last 30 to 60 days.
Boy, I'd like to be a fly on that wall.
Yeah, and the hijacking portion of it, a lot of the tools, in fact, one of the companies that had a tool out there to fight some of the known hijacking processes actually got attacked by these malicious people. There was a denial of service attack on their websites, and what happened is these hijacking programs actually installed a little thing that redirected you anytime you tried to go to their site to try to get the cleanup tool.
It's gotten so bad that our data doctor's terror alert has gone to burnt umber.
Burnt umber?
That's how bad it's gotten.
Wow.
It ought to be a bright red.
Well, I was just using the silly colors like we have for our Homeland Security thing, you know.
They're not silly.
Well, they're all the same color.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, so do you know specific... What have you done so far to try to get rid of spyware?
Well, I had loaded SpyBot, SpyHunter, Spy Inoculator, Norton Virus 2000, and several other things.
Yeah, you need about half dozen more programs to get them all.
How much?
Are you familiar with a program called Hijack This?
No.
Or no, is it what's called? Hijack This?
Hijack This is one of the programs, yeah. If you go to your favorite web browser like Google, not web browser, a search engine like Google, and type in Hijack This, all one word, and actually just do hijackthis.exe so you can look for the exact file.
Yeah.
Several different places you can download that.
Actually, if you go to Snap Files, if you go to snapfiles.com and just type in the word hijack, it'll show you that and CW Shredder. They're fairly technical tools, but it sounds like you have a fairly reasonable understanding of that. Give one of those a try. They'll actually let you get into the bowels of Windows and actually eliminate things at that level.
Can we say bowels on the air?
Yes.
Thank you very much.
All right. Good luck, Garner.
Yeah.
And those of you out there thinking that's something that you're doing, it's not. It's basically the environment out there. It's gotten really, really bad. So if your machine's really slow and full of pop-ups and all that stuff, we understand what you're saying. We're working on trying to give you some education on some things that you might be able to try to do yourself.
So stay tuned to this show and our newsletter and all those kinds of things to make sure that you can help stay abreast of those things. And stick around. We got another half hour left of the show right here, 602-277-5827. It's the Computer Corner. Back after the news.